Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units with outlay of nearly 4,600 crore rupees. Also gives nod to Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro Rail project. 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics begins in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Parliament passes new income tax bill set to replace 1961 Act. Also clears National Sports Governance Bill and National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill. Retail inflation in the country eases to 8-year low of 1.55% in July. And India's Namrata Batra scripts history by winning country's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in China. Clinches silver in women's 52kg category. And now the news in detail. The government has approved 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the Union Cabinet's decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
आज 4 सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, 2 ओडिशा में, 1 पंजाब में और 1 आंध्रा। 4,594 करोड़ रुपीस के इन्वेस्टमेंट से 2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है जिसके तहत उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा। तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम डिजाइन, वेफर, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, पैकेजिंग, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, हर चीज पे, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है।
Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has also approved the Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro Rail project in Uttar Pradesh with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. He said a total of 12 stations will be constructed and it will be completed in 5 years.
लखनऊ मेट्रो का फेज 1B बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है। लखनऊ बड़ा शहर है, वहाँ पर मेट्रो की बहुत जरूरत है, तो यहाँ पर फेज 1B अप्रूव हुआ 5,801 करोड़ रुपीज से।
फेज 1B बनेगा ईस्ट से वेस्ट वाला, चारबाग से लेके वसंत कुंज तक का। तो इस फेज से काफी बड़ी संख्या में पैसेंजर्स मेट्रो का लाभ उठा सकेंगे और नागरिकों के लिए बेनिफिट होगा। इस प्रोजेक्ट को 5 साल में कम्प्लीट किया जाएगा।
The minister said the government has also given its nod for the Tato 2 hydroelectric project with a capacity of 700 megawatt to be built in Chiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh within 6 years. The project will provide a stable source of electricity in the region and boost regional development. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai today. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in the 10-day event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds.
India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Over 10 million students are understanding STEM concepts through hands-on experimentation in Atal Tinkering Labs. This is creating a culture of a learning and innovation.
Lauding India's initiatives in the fields of science, space and technology, Mr. Modi said India has one of the world's highest astronomical observatories in Ladakh. Mr. Modi said India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit.
India believes in the power of international collaboration. This Olympiad reflects that spirit. This edition of the Olympiad is the largest so far. I thank the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education and Tata Institute of Fundamental Research for making this event possible. In India, we believe that the sky is not the limit. It is just the beginning.
The Parliament has passed the Income Tax Bill 2025 and the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025, with Rajya Sabha returning both the legislations to the Lok Sabha after discussion. Replying to a debate on the two bills in the Upper House this evening, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the new bill, which will replace the 1961 Act, is a milestone that this country's financial system will face.
To remove any confusion in the minds of anybody, this amendment and bringing in a new law in the place of old 1961 aims at simplifying the language, the lucidity which is required for anyone to understand it, no anomalies or any overlapping language that leads to misinterpretations. So this aims at only that. There are no new rates being brought in here, no tax issues which are being brought in here. That will come every year as it does in the finance bill. This is purely for making the document simpler.
During the discussion, the opposition MP staged a walkout from the House. Ms. Sitharaman expressed displeasure that the opposition did not participate in the discussion, which had been agreed in the Business Advisory Committee for 16 hours of debate each in both houses. The Parliament has also cleared the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 with the approval of the Rajya Sabha. The National Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 seeks to amend the National Anti-Doping Act 2022. Doping is the consumption of certain prohibited substances by athletes to enhance performance. Replying to a discussion, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya said the government has brought National Sports Governance Bill to bring transparency in the election of sports federations.
ए बिल में हम ज्यादा पारदर्शिता ला रहे हैं। ए बिल में सरकार कोई पावर कैचअप करना नहीं चाहते हैं। सरकार कोई फेडरेशन में हस्तक्षेप नहीं करना चाहती है। सरकार कोई सिस्टम को नहीं कंट्रोल करना चाहती है। सभी में पारदर्शिता सुनिश्चित हो। ये पारदर्शिता सुनिश्चित करने के लिए हम उसको सहयोगी होने की कोशिश करेंगे। उसके लिए हम स्ट्रक्चर देंगे, उसके लिए हम व्यवस्था देंगे, ताकि एक ट्रांसपेरेंट तरीके से हमारे एथलीट को अपॉर्चुनिटी मिले।
The Lok Sabha has passed the Indian Ports Bill 2025. The bill seeks to consolidate the law relating to ports, promote integrated port development, facilitate ease of doing business, and ensure the optimum utilization of India's coastline. The lower house also passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today faced multiple adjournments over the issue of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned three times, while the Rajya Sabha two times before being finally adjourned for the day. Both the houses will again meet on the 18th of this month. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the constitution of a three-member committee to probe the allegations levelled against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma after burnt cash notes were found at his residence in New Delhi in March this year. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Farmers from across the country today thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his bold decision in trade agreements despite foreign pressure. A large gathering of farmer organization leaders and cultivators met with Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in New Delhi to express gratitude and support for government's decisive action to protect the farmers' interests. During an interaction, Mr. Chauhan reiterated that government will soon introduce a new law against those producing fake fertilizers and chemicals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has received a call from Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev. During the call, the two leaders reviewed progress in several key areas of bilateral cooperation, including trade, connectivity, health, technology, and people-to-people ties. The government has said that the registration of an overseas citizen of India, OCI, will be liable to get cancelled when a person has been sentenced to imprisonment for a term of not less than 2 years and has been charge-sheeted for an offence entailing punishment of imprisonment for 7 years or more. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification in this regard today. The government has imposed new restrictions on imports of certain jute-based products from Bangladesh. A notification issued by the Directorate General of Foreign Trade yesterday stated that items such as jute fabrics, twine, ropes and bags can now enter India only through the Nhava Sheva seaport in Maharashtra, effective immediately. Imports via land ports along the India-Bangladesh border are now prohibited. India reaffirmed its commitment to a free, open and rules-based maritime order grounded in international law during a high-level UN Security Council debate on maritime security in New York. Representing India, Secretary West in External Affairs Ministry, Tanmay Lal, highlighted India's Mahasagar vision, emphasizing the strategic importance of sea routes for trade, energy and communication.
India remains committed to promote a free, open and rules-based maritime order in accordance with the principles of UNCLOS. Genuine international cooperation is needed to meet the collective challenges to maritime security and prosperity. As a responsible maritime power, India stands ready to continue to contribute to these joint efforts.
India's retail inflation moderated to 8-year low of 1.55% in July, down from 2.1% in June. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, it is the lowest year-on-year inflation rate after June 2017. The food inflation rate based on the All India Consumer Food Price Index slipped deeper into deflation at 1.76% in July, the lowest since January 2019. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Meteorological Department has forecast rain and thunderstorms across several parts of the Jammu division till Friday. Our correspondent has the details.
The rains triggered flash floods, landslides and mudslides in various places across the Jammu region, but no casualties have been recorded. Some residential houses were washed away in the outskirts of Jammu city. The heavy rainfall since Monday night has caused multiple road blockades across Rajouri, Poonch and Riyasi districts. The Chenab River in Riyasi district was flowing at a high level. This is Ann Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
In Himachal Pradesh, continuous rainfall has disrupted normal life in the state. We have a report.
Continuous rainfall has disrupted normal life in Himachal Pradesh. In the past 24 hours, the highest rainfall of 180 millimeters has been recorded in Nagrota Surya of Kangra district, while Guler in Mandi district has received 161 millimeters of rain. At several places, landslides and fallen trees have blocked two national highways and 330 connectivity roads. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall tonight in all 10 districts except Lahol Spiti and Kinnaur. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In sports, Namrata Batra today scripted history by winning India's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in Chengdu, China. She clinched silver after losing to local favourite Meng Yu Chen 0-2 in the gold medal match of women's 52kg category this evening. As part of Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are joining the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. In Chandigarh, the Indian Air Force's base repair depot held a Tiranga bike rally, proudly carrying the national flag as a mark of dedication to the motherland. The CRPF in Pune and residents of Chennai in Tamil Nadu also organized spirited rallies, highlighting the importance of nation building. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves four new semiconductor manufacturing units with outlay of nearly 4,600 crore rupees. Also gives nod to Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro Rail project. 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics begins in Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Parliament passes new income tax bill set to replace 1961 Act, also clears National Sports Governance Bill and National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill. Retail inflation in the country eases to 8-year low of 1.55% in July, and India's Namrata Batra scripts history by winning country's first ever medal in Wushu at World Games in China, clinches silver in women's 52kg category. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.